I saw God in the way that a family was able to build their own confidence. Now, for those of you who don't know, the mission team throughout the week built a home for a family affiliated with the school. They had two little kids at Escuela Integrada. And when I say home, please understand what that really means. A dirt floor and sheets of corrugated metal drilled to posts. That was what a normal house looked like in Guatemala, not what you and I are used to. And considering that they knew where we came from and they knew our circumstances, it wasn't something that they were entirely confident or proud about either. I was part of the team that visited the very first day. The first thing I noticed was that the whole family secluded themselves to inside other parts of their houses and just outside their doorstep. They never really ventured to the construction site, and it was us who approached them first and always initiated conversation. Now, don't get me wrong, these are the sweetest people I have ever met. And when we did initiate conversation, they greeted us very warmly and offered us chairs and soda. They just weren't so much involved that first day. They let us do all the decision-making about the house and never really moved away from their stoops. Some of us were even going through the yard and picking up trash and not really a peep from the family. No, oh, you can put that over here, or, oh, that's important, please leave that there. Now, over time, their faith in us and in God really grew. They began to claim the house as their own, and they took responsibility and made sure things were how they wanted it. On the last day, they were all moved in and thriving. We were delivering and building a stove for them. They welcomed us into their new home and gave us the same hospitality of chairs and soda. They told us exactly where they wanted the stove to go, directed all of our movements, made sure everything was to their liking and perfect. It was amazing to see how they had evolved from that first day and how they proudly showed off everything that they had in their home, their beds, their dressers, their little baby swing. I saw God in those directions and how they gradually discovered not only a physical home, but a new home with us and with God. Thank you.
Well, I saw God in the communication with the children through art. So I will be going into high school this year, and I have yet to take a class in Spanish or learn any Spanish whatsoever. So as I went into the trip, I was slightly scared that I wouldn't be able to communicate with anyone, and then I would be kind of lost in the sea of Spanish. I know un poquito Spanish, very little. So when we arrived in Guatemala, I think that I knew that some of the children would know English, but a lot of them, it was very sketchy English, and there was still that language barrier there. But thankfully, we did have some translators, like Darby and Brian, who knew a lot of Spanish, and I would just repeat one noun or verb over and over and hope they understood me. So it was about the second day that we were there, and Hannah Lothrop was bored on some car trip and decided to draw a little swirly pattern on her brother Connor's leg. And when we got back to the school, immediately all of the children swarmed Hannah and Connor and just pointed at his leg. And we soon realized that they wanted that drawn on themselves. So every day we get to the school and the children would swarm us and they'd just start yelling things. They'd be like, pulpo, 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 which is octopus in Spanish. So as throughout the week, you could see many children had octopi and swirls drawn on their legs and their arms, and a lot of Sharpies died that week. A lot. So, but once we figured out what they wanted, it was easy to communicate through the art and with the children. And you didn't need words or a language to see that they were happy because of the smiles on their faces as they showed all of their friends, oh, look, pulpo, pulpo. So I'm thankful for the art that allowed me to communicate with the children. And with the construction site that Darby mentioned, I went there in the second visit, and we brought watercolor palettes with us. And so our plan was to just draw like a couple of little things on the children there. And so it started out with the little boys, wanted hearts and flowers and rainbows and all that. And then the adult women sat down in the chair and requested scorpions and tarantulas and iguanas. So we were a little thrown off by that, but we soon realized they were happy with what they had gotten drawn. And on the very first day that we were there, we went to a church service that was half English, half Spanish. But one part of this, the service that didn't need words was live art that they did during the sermon and the service. And they were talking about being the vine of God, you know, growing good fruit. So a lady stood off to the side and drew a picture of a grapevine. And so we thought that that was such a great idea that we brought it back here with our own pulpo, our own octopus, and you can see that over there. So if you want to, you can just look at that throughout the service and be thankful for the fact that art is bilingual. Thank you.